Disclaimer, the views, information, or opinions expressed during this video are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of the KPN2C podcast and entertainment.
Good evening, everybody. Dr. Scott Perlman from historic Marietta, Georgia. Actually, I'm from my home in Kennesaw, Georgia, but I wanted to give this share on vaccines. Man, this is huge. And all you naysayers, what are you going to do now? Del Bigtree, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., wow, all the work that they've been doing, all the hard work has now come down to a massive, massive win as of today. Okay, so what is everybody going to say now about these vaccines? So I want to read off a little bit about where this came from and what it has to say in a big win on vaccinations. What are we going to do now in this country with all these laws that have been changed and passed? And what is California going to do? You know, Donald Trump just mentioned the other day how he wanted to fight now to change for the right of the American people to choose their health care, to choose whether they want vaccines or not. So it says, breaking news, vaccine update, Mark Anthony Boyer. Government funding was pulled from Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and CDC. Center of Disease Control, United States government lost a landmark vaccine lawsuit. Huge, huge, lost a vaccine lawsuit, big lawsuit, lost, United States. Vaccine injury lawyer Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Del Bigtree, producer of the suppressed vaccine documentary Vax, which I sponsored here. I was one of the main sponsors here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't thank so many people that were involved. You know, Tia Savino did such a great job putting that together in the theaters and getting it out there and making it known what's going on with these vaccines and all these damaged children, especially against the Gardasil vaccine and all the garbage that's in that. So I mentioned Del Bigtree, and then, of course, you can't forget Dr. Andrew Wakefield and all that. Vax and the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, are credited with this victory, okay? And there's a link here I will post later with this here. They demanded that relevant government documents proving that all federally approved vaccines have been tested for quality over the past 32 years, and there were none, zero, zilch, nada. No proof showing that these were safe at all. They lost that battle. That means all these years that have been fought for, and everybody's been, all doctors like me and all these other docs, good docs, that are sharing the good word about how dangerous these vaccines. Again, I will say it all the time. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-stupidity. I've been saying it for years, okay? Dr. Buttar was saying it the other day. He's not anti-vax. He's anti-stupidity. Again, because you got to put on the thinking cap here, folks, of what's in this garbage. Finally, approve this stuff here. Here are the huge legal and practical implications in this victory for the American people. This means that United States Department of Health and Human Services and all vaccine makers have been deceiving the American people for over 30 years about the effectiveness and safety of vaccines. This may ultimately mean that continuing existence, at least in their current form, of five U.S. healthcare agencies is now in doubt. The CDC, the FDA, the IOM, the NHI, the NIH, and the health part of DHHS itself. Gump, understand that Dr. Fauci and Gates Foundation have been trying to get Congress to pass a law that all American citizens must take their vaccines before being able to fly or return to work, which is insane. I told people last year in October when I was in Anaheim that kind of stuff is looking to come and to get passed. Okay, that you're not going to be able to renew your driver's license if you don't get vaccinated. You're not going to be able to fly out of the country. You're not going to be able to update on your passport, your driver's license. All these things are going to come to fruition. And here we are, that they are quoted stating that this is what they wanted. The Gates Foundation, supported by George Soros, is being sued by a number of government and health foundations in various cities, is being allegedly responsible for hundreds and thousands of deaths in China and African nations. Now there is proof that at very least their vaccines have never been tested properly. what do you say? All you parents out there, all you followers out there know, all you fighters for the right, for the freedom of true science, that you've been out there and all your friends and all your family's been telling you you're out of your mind. All these MDs, shame on them all. Shame on them for stating how safe they are with no true science and making all of us look like we're freaking crazy and out of our damn mind. And you don't know what you're talking about. You're not a real doctor. You're not this, or you're just a person. You don't know better. You're a regular layman. You don't know about this stuff. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to understand that when you put detergents and you put petroleums and you put formaldehyde and you put things in there like pig urine or human DNA species of human DNA into vaccines, which we know now is to be true more than ever before. Everybody was making you look like you're crazy or get away from that person. They're out of their mind. Are they really now? Now what? It's like you turn around, you got a mic in your hand, you're like, boom, you drop the mic. What you got left to say? But it is just the beginning, isn't it? But what are they going to do now with all these laws that they did, you know, that they put into place now? And all these families that are uprooting and moving because of laws that have changed and everything that's going on out there. What are they going to do with that? What is going to come from this? Is this going to be a staple? I can tell you now, this is a big, big change and a notch. You know, thank God for Del Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Dr. Wakefield for fighting and putting so many hard hours, thousands of hours into this to prove to everyone that these vaccines have not been safe. It's not proven. There are no double-blinded placebo testing on the first 135 vaccines that they give kids out there today to make you go to school and go to work and travel and all this business. All we've been asking for is true science. True science. Show me the double placebo test. Show me that the stuff that you're putting, all this toxic crap in these vaccines, in these babies, in adults, into children, into women, into men, and all this stuff traveling all over. Show us that it's safe. Where? And everybody's like, yo, you're out of your mind. If it was dangerous, they would never do that to us. Really? Now linking to autism. Big time autism here. Cancer, disease, arthritis, all these other things. And how about recently the reports now that are coming out in your flu shots over the past 10 and 15 years linked to HIV, that they put traces of HIV into these vaccines. You feel good about that? Your flu shot, do you? I've been telling everybody with the flu shot, what happens with most people that get the flu shot? This is no new news. Most people that get the flu shot get what? They get the flu. This isn't brain science. You know, this ain't brain surgery here. You know what I mean? You got 6 to 9 viruses in a shot with thousands in the air that you're hoping that it matches. It doesn't work. Years ago, you used to have to go to your regular MD to get to get a prescription or whatever. To see a doctor. Then it went, they started discounting. And then you went, you can go somewhere off the cuff and go get a flu shot. And then you go to your local CVS or whatever, or your Walgreens, and go get it for a couple bucks. Now they give it away for free. Do you not see how they want to push? They got to get it out there because they were losing ground. They knew it all along. They were losing ground. I don't know what it takes for people to see. If you got poison here and somebody says, oh, I just want you to take it, it's only trace, and it won't hurt you, it'll be okay. Would you just take it off the plate and do it? You would never do that. Why would you do that to your baby? Does it make sense for a hepatitis B shot on a newborn? Most of you know out there what hepatitis B is for. That is sharing needles, drug users, drug abusers, having sex. Are these babies doing any of this at the day of birth? They want to jack your son or your daughter up, this brand new healthy baby, with a hepatitis B shot? Really? Does that make any sense to anyone? And all the ingredients that are in it? I was mocked by tons of doctors and nurses on Twitter. I never go on Twitter, but I went and shared on Twitter anyway. This was a couple months ago. They bitched and moaned so much what I had to say about mercury and aluminum being a neurotoxin and how it increases the brain and swells the brain. You should have heard the flack that I got from all these medical people telling me that they're not neurotoxins. I'm like, that ends conversation with me. That's like physiology 101. How do you, as a medical doctor, with all your treatment, all your studying, all the money, the $200,000, $250,000 that you spend 10 years of education, don't know a simple thing that aluminum and mercury is a neurotoxin, that it will flame the brain? Why do you think they put polysorbate 80 in there with that? So that it passes the blood-brain barrier and gets into your brain and inflames the brain. The brain, per se, cannot sweat outside the skull. When you run and you jog and your head is sweating, that's not your brain sweating. That's the skin and the muscle that surrounds it. So when you inflame that brain, you cramp it. When you cramp it, you get problems. This is where the head pain, you know, these kids talk about head pain, headaches, dizziness, fatigue. That's where it comes from. And you, we all know that aluminum in the gut and the mercury in the gut interferes with, it's called SIGA, S-I-G-A, which is in the lining of the intestinal wall. How it erodes that and penetrates and gets in and pollutes the bloodstream. Now you're talking about between the blood, the gut and the blood-brain barrier here, the connection. 80 to 85% of serotonin is developed in your gut, not your brain. Now you're fooling with that transmission to the frontal lobe. What is the frontal lobe responsible for? Mood and tude. Why do you think half these kids are like freaking zombies half the time? You take away the emotion. So you want to drug them up and then you put them into school and you feed them school lunch that's loaded with all the garbage, with all the sugar and the refined carbs and all this crap, and 30 minutes later when they're getting the bump and the rush and then they get into class and then they drop, you wonder why they're not paying attention. So what are these school teachers saying? God bless the teachers. Nothing say you're not working hard, because I'm a firm believer. I've got patients, tons of patients that are teachers. They work hard. But some teachers will turn around and say, oh, they need Ritalin, they need Strattera, they need Adderall, they need this and that, because they're not concentrating. No, it's the diet and the gut, and you're polluting it. And you're interfering with the brain transmission from the gut. That's what's happening there. This is what people need to open up. This is for years that Del Bigtree and Andrew Wakefield have been screaming. Kennedy Jr. been screaming about how people need to open up the mind, pay attention to what's in a vaccine. You take this baby into your pediatrician, by right, by law, you have the right to look at that form before you sign and consent. You have the right to ask questions. Is this safe? Can you show me where the studies are? You have a right to ask these things. They work for you. You don't work for them. It's that simple. It's not that hard, people. It's not. You've got to open up here and open up in here to say, I trust what I'm about to ask. I deserve a real good, honest answer. It's that simple. This isn't, again, I say it all the time, it's not brain surgery. It is so superficial. You just got to be strong. You got to believe in yourself, what you want for your children. That's what you just go with it. And I promise you, you'll start hearing them stutter. And one of the big things that they do is they like to get you into their office with the door open to get a nurse in there to be a witness. You know what? Thank you very much for the witness. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm turning on my phone. And I'm going to record this conversation because that's my witness. That's what you do. They don't like it. You get up, you walk out. They can't arrest you for walking out. Not yet. And maybe never, according to this new rule, right? Take charge of yourself, and all you're asking is for proof. It's not that you hate vaccines. It's not that you're saying I'll never take one. There's place and time for certain things. There's no question. I just want to see that it's safe. Is that so much to ask for? It's that simple. Don't sweat it. And all you naysayers, beating up your relatives, you grandparents beating up your children, or you children beating up your parents, vice versa. It goes both ways, don't it? You got the grandparents that care about their grandchildren and trying to teach you, the adult of that baby, that these vaccines are dangerous. And you're telling them, oh, there's no such thing, and that they would never do that, and vice versa. This is about working together, about getting an understanding. There is no right or wrong. There's not somebody more right or wrong than the other. You just want an equilibrium to get an understanding that makes sense in a family. That's, isn't this, all that's going on right now, isn't this coming to fruition and to be true? Up here wants all of us down here to argue. They want you to not agree. They want it to be split and divided so they can keep doing what they're doing, and they're all like this, where all the strings connected to all of us little puppets beneath, and keep pushing it and pushing it to get you to believe what they want. Not true. Just look up the ingredients, folks. It should end any conversation. Does any of it sound right? Aluminum, mercury.
All right, that's enough of that guy, and you get the gist of that conversation. This is not about right or wrong. This is about what you can prove at this point. And this has been a big pig gut. Let me tell you, this is starting to unravel. People, if you haven't woken your conscious mind, I don't know what to tell you at this point. These are doctors. These are educated researchers. These are people who spent their lives dedicated to telling you the truth about these things. Listen up and do your research. That's all I have to say. If you've been following this podcast, do share this message. If you don't and you still follow, I have other epis in regards to relationships and other topics. Do check them out. But hey, for now, it's COVID-19 season. And it's time to wake up. Until the next time, peace and podcasting, family. Hey, now, I have to give it to you raw, uncut, and live. Check back in with me until the next episode. Peace. Hey, if you like this message, do check out the other episodes here on the Is or Isn't It a Scam COVID-19, as well as the Trace Act / HR 6666. Thank you for listening.